And of course, during this weirdness of our lives, at least, well, we can count on one thing. It's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. Technically, it's college football season. So let's look to the South and East.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
And on Twitter, you could follow along. The handle is at Paramount Sports. And if my memory is correct, we're starting our 16th season. One of my favorite segments, Lee Sterling. How are you and yours holding up during this absolute madness of 2020?
One of your favorites? I thought that was your favorite. I've lasted almost as long as your marriage.
Actually, we just hit 25 years, so we're hanging
tight. We got to get back to Vegas when this is all over again.
You know, I was talking with my wife after I got your email, and I went through, when we met in Vegas, we actually hung out at the Stardust.
Right,
The year before it closed and a year and a half before they demolished it.
So it's been what, like... How many years has it been since it's closed?
It closed in 06. It got demolished in 07.
Wow. How time. That's one of the best places. I mean, the rooms weren't great, but the restaurants, fabulous, best sports book. I mean, best sports book around.
Oh, it was awesome. Plus, it was the original Vegas Strip. What the hell more do you want?
That's Vegas, the Stardust. It just sums it up right there.
All right. So, by the way, if at any time during the past decade and a half you told me we were going to break down a Louisiana Ragin' Cajun game, I'd have thought you lost your mind. But here they are out of the Sun Belt taking on Iowa State in Ames. They got good quarterback play. Levi Lewis, the Cyclones are nationally ranked. They got good quarterback and Brock Purdy. ISU laying 11. What say you?
I think it's a trap game. I think the public is going to play Iowa State. And there's two teams in the Big 12, and I'm a Big 12 fan now after they opted in. So without them, I don't think we would have had college football. Here's something strange about Iowa State. Matt Campbell's done a great job, but their minus in turnover ratio, 3 of his 4 years. They're great as an underdog, but as a double-digit home favorite, 3-6 against the spread. Now, you say, okay, they're still playing a Sun Belt team. We like to call them the Fun Belt around here. The reason the Sun Belt usually doesn't match up is these don't have line play. It's just not good enough. They're usually defensive lines get, I don't know, they get maybe 15, 18, 20 sacks on the season. Lafayette is just different. I mean, the Raging Cajuns, they get to the quarterback, 33 sacks last year. They got two running backs, Elijah Mitchell and Trey Regis. These two guys are NFL potential running backs. They traveled to Mississippi State last year. They weren't intimidated to get 19 points. They lose by 10. They played Alabama last year, Billy Napier's first year. They covered there. They have 8 starters returning on offense and defense. Iowa State, I think, wins the game 31-24, but I got the Raging Cajuns covering.
Take the points. The ABC National game, 12:30 out here. We got ACC from Doak Campbell. Mike Norvell takes the Seminole reins, won 12 games, made a Cotton Bowl with Memphis. They host Georgia Tech, who was just miserable last year. They like to run the ball. Defensively, they got a great linebacker, David Curry. Vegas says Noles by a dozen. Hey, see this one playing out.
So sometimes you got to factor in, especially this year, what happened in spring practice. And Florida State had 3 spring practices. Georgia Tech, 6. What happened in the off season? Florida State lost a couple kids, decided to opt out, decided to leave. Georgia Tech, they brought in 3 new offensive line starters, kids that started at least 6 games at Tennessee, Vanderbilt, and Ole Miss. So experienced offensive linemen in the SEC, they add these 3 guys. And I think Florida State's offensive is going to be pretty good. I like what Norvell does with his offense. I just think it's going to take time. Florida State wins 31-21. Georgia Tech covers.
All right, another dog. The ABC National game. Oh, no, I just gave you that one. How about we go to the NFL? I'm in early season form. So the NFL's off and running. Let's go to the Big Easy. Never before have we seen two 40-year-old quarterbacks start and face each other in the same game. Both teams with Super Bowl aspirations. Breeze was terrific last year. And, of course, even though he missed five games, Brady with his new team, who dat -3, who takes the battle of the Hall of Famers?
So when I'm sitting there studying players, and I grade every NFL player in the offseason, I'm grading Tampa Bay, and what do I notice? They're getting high grades, their players, and they finish with a 7-9 record. So usually a team that has that many high-graded players, they win 9, 10, 11 games. Well, what's the cause? Real easy to figure out. They turned the ball over 41 times. The Browns were the only team since 2000 that turned the ball over 41 or more times in a season. And in that year, in 2017, they went 0-16. So I just think that this Tampa Bay team has talent. They stopped the run. They're going to put New Orleans in some long, third and long situations here. And people think of Sean Payton and Drew Brees, you know, when they won the Super Bowl. Both these guys are not the same here. Since 2013, they've won one season opener. Last year, on a 58-yard field goal with no time left. They didn't even cover that game. Wrong team's favorite, Tampa Bay 28-24 over New Orleans.
All righty. Brady gets off to a good start. We're talking with Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports on Twitter. Use the handle at Paramount Sports. Another big divisional battle to take the season openers here. The NFC West, the defending conference champs, begin their defense at home against Arizona. Year two with Cliff Kingsbury, Kyler Murray. And now, of course, Murray's got DeAndre Hopkins. The odds makers, if they get this one in because of the air quality, San Francisco by 7. Who we liking in this one?
Well, it's not like they have any fans at the game. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't think they have a whole lot to worry about. But Arizona, they just seem to have San Francisco's number, and you got to think that that Super Bowl hangover's got to be out there. San Francisco, how about this, just 7-18-1 against the spread the last 26 times when they're favored. I think Kenyon Drake is a really nice, huge improvement for the Cardinals' ground attack, and he just has breakaway speed, like 4-3 speed in the 40. Arizona, I think they'll take advantage also of San Francisco being banged up at receiver. I think they're going to double Kittles, and I just don't think Arizona's scared here. My upset of the weekend, Arizona 27-24 over San Francisco.
All righty. Yep. Incredibly, Russell Wilson begins his ninth season as Seattle's starter. They're in your neck of the woods to play Atlanta. He's one of those guys I always liken to a number one starter in baseball. He just gives you a shot every time out. We know Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator under Pete Carroll when they won the Super Bowl. Odds makers like a tight one. They've got Seattle going on the road as a little two-point road chalk. Who we liking here?
So when you look at these two teams, Atlanta, they just play from behind too often. And when you play from behind, it's very tough to catch up against good teams. And Seattle, when they play with a lead, I mean, they usually just pull away. And believe it or not, they're a better road team than home team, 11-4-1 against the spread on the road. And I talked to an offensive coordinator in the NFL, met him in the offseason, and we were talking. I said, what are the two guys that you have to account for in every play that you they put the fear in you? And he told me the number one guy was Jamal Adams. Here's a guy that can blitz the quarterback. He's a sure tackler, and he's actually pretty darn good in coverage. I think he's going to change his defense here. I like Seattle. 31-24 over Atlanta.
All righty. And so we laid out five games for all of you. And Lee's game of the week, another divisional battle royale, Vikings hosting the Packers. And, of course, when you're on, we talk about some of the bigger national matchups. And when the curtain rises on game day, you and your people are about finding those matchup edges, picking winners for your clients. So let the folks know, how do they get Green Bay, Minnesota, and everything Paramount Sports has to offer?
They want to get that free game. Just be one of the first 10 callers. Call right now, 800-400-9741. First 10 callers, we'll give them the game for free. And how about this run we've been on, Steve, since January 1st, last year in football? We've won 13-3 to finish the season. We won the LSU championship game. They took care of Clemson. We had the Super Bowl. We had the Kansas City Chiefs over San Francisco. Hit every big play from January 1st on, 30 units or higher. And to start this year, we're 4-1. So don't wait. I mean, this is the time. Don't wait until late October, November when you're in the hole to call me. Now's the time to get involved. I have 9 games going combined Saturday and Sunday. 9 games, just $97. It's available right now. It's an immediate download. As soon as you purchase it, a window pops open with all 9 games. ParamountSports.com, 9 for $97, or call us here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right. Hey, Lee. Always appreciate your time. We're off and rolling. I think, like I said, season number 16. Let's hope everybody stays safe and sane, and we could move through this season and continue to have a great time. Thanks a lot, my friend. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, and you stay safe. Okay?
Right. Thanks a lot.